Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this morning is Connecticut State Senator Tony Huang of Fairfield, and he's going to be joining us to talk about the many problems that we're experiencing on our roadways these days in Connecticut, from an increase in the number of people who are being killed on the roads, as well as reckless driving arrests that have been popping up from time to time, and a number of them just in the past week and a half, about five or six that I can think of off top of my head. Senator, welcome to Face Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, Morgan. It's always good to be with you.
You've issued some statements recently, and I'd like to read both of them. These came out in the past week. It's the wild, wild west on our Connecticut roadways, you say. Lives are put in danger by this recklessness. We thank law enforcement for working tirelessly to apprehend lawbreakers. Senate Republicans believe that we should be reviewing all our laws to deter reckless behavior on our roads, to make our communities safer, and to prevent tragedies. And another one, quote, "This lawlessness on our roads is a public safety menace. Lawbreakers are clocked in excess of 100 miles per hour on a daily basis. Reckless, impaired, and distracted driving endangers all of us. The crackdown must continue, and we support law enforcement's ongoing efforts to do just that." So for the rest of our show, we're going to be talking about what you're talking about in these quotes, which is reckless driving and just overall troubles on Connecticut's highways and roads.
Now, no doubt, Morgan. I think the most important thing is lives being saved from a preventable tragedy. Traffic fatalities reached a 40-year high in 2022, in which 366 individuals died on our roads. And what's equally troubling is, as of October 2nd this year, 246 individuals have died on our roads. That's an average of 27 deaths every month. And the roadway crashes, the wrong way driving, the excessive speeding, it really is a public health crisis on our roads. And as a parent and as a person who's on the road a lot, it puts a little bit of fear into your heart when you get behind the wheel.
It seems as if this is getting a lot of attention at the state capitol these days, recent months, and certainly in this past week, in which you've heard from both Republicans and Democrats kind of agreeing that this ought to be addressed in some way. There should be some kind of a conversation next year in the legislative session. What are Senate Republicans considering as far as a discussion, at the very least, to happen next year?
Morgan, we had been working on this on the Transportation Committee as we looked at the numbers in 2022 and working with a DOT Commissioner Yucalito. We were able to pass some very comprehensive bipartisan legislation addressing roadway safety. And I think the first aspect of it was to identify what are the major causes of these potential dangers. And I think there are a number of factors, and I'll outline them. I think the post-COVID driving pattern and its influences, people need to remember that when COVID struck, the roadways were clear. People could get from point A to point B without any delay, without any traffic. And I think that has been a continuation of that pattern. Unfortunately, cars are back on the road, congestion has occurred, and density has occurred. So we have one aspect that as a result of the COVID driving pattern being changed, affected people. But the three major factors that we've identified is the fact that impairment via alcohol, and now with the legalization of marijuana, has been a major factor in regards to challenges and the recklessness and the danger on our roads. And the second aspect is the excessive speeding and the reckless behavior. Whether you're impaired or not, some of the patterns that have existed from someone driving 130 miles on our highways, it's quite dangerous. And I think the third component is just a system of our society, the smartphones that we have that is interconnected to the car and everything we do in our lives. it has truly increased the distracted driving component of doing 100 different things in our car rather than just focused on driving. So these are the potential factors that we kind of evaluated from a Vision Zero task force that is a combination of traffic safety, roadway experts, law enforcement experts. So what we did in the Transportation Committee, the leadership of that in a bipartisan basis, passed a comprehensive bill that was focused on the goal of Vision Zero, which started in Europe, but the goal of Vision Zero is to eliminate zero deaths on our roadways for vehicles, for pedestrians, and for bikes. And the way we did it, Morgan, and I'm very proud of it because we moved a step forward. We didn't wait for the next tragedy. We focused on roadway design. We looked at increased enforcement and supporting law enforcement and staffing. We looked at red light and construction zone cameras to ensure compliance. But most important of all, it is just kind of a different aspect of thinking in regards to how we can prevent senseless tragedies from occurring on our roads.
Sidewalks is another factor there as well. Just people walking down a sidewalk, not necessarily near a highway, but maybe even a more residential road that connects to busier roads. West Hartford comes to mind, Waterbury comes to mind, New Haven comes to mind, areas where there have been many people struck just walking innocently on a sidewalk. And there's been a lot of money put toward that as well, hasn't there?
Part of the Vision Zero was indeed on roadway design and focusing on a much more pedestrian-themed and bike ways to complement autos on our roads and to put obstruction devices to slow down our speeding and our community roadways. One of the components of that was that we now allow municipalities to unilaterally change the speed limits, because prior to that, it requires state changes on roadway speed limits. So one example was an increased enforcement during this past school year start that communities can set speed zones to as low as 20 miles an hour during the school entry and exit times, so that law enforcement, increase enforcement, raise awareness, and to say, this is a school zone, you need to drive slower than you even anticipated. And the key is ultimately always about safety. But roadway design is absolutely essential. But Morgan, it really is about an awareness and an education and a sensitivity that you're behind a vehicle and it is a potentially dangerous vehicle that could hurt and maim people, that you have to be fully focused and be very cognizant and be respectful of others on the road.
That almost reminds me, Senator Wong, my guest this morning on Face Connecticut, by the way, we're talking about roads in Connecticut, which have become particularly deadly in recent years, with over 245 deaths just this year alone, on track with 366 reported in all of 2022, and reckless driving, many arrests that have been made recently. Senator, that reminds me what you were just saying of what I've heard Governor Lamont say, which is we can have all of the enforcement in the world, but at the end of the day, it relies on individual drivers being safe. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't legislate common sense, although I do differ in that respect that enforcement, supporting our law enforcement and staffing to allow them to enforce the law, because I think human nature recognizes if no one is going to stop them, they're going to go to the path of least resistance. So, yeah, we can't legislate common sense, but let's enforce the laws that we have. And let's allow our law enforcement the capacity and the staffing to be able to do their job. It serves to notice that we gave some additional grants through the state to law enforcement when we looked to enforce speed limit and speeding on our roadways. And for that 2 or 3 week period, police cars were noted, they were present, they were engaged. And I assure you, people who were driving took note. And they follow the law. So again, we can make all the laws we want, but unless we raise education, awareness, and enforcement of the laws we have, it's again what I said. It's almost like the Wild Wild West.
So when we think about Vision Zero, We think about enforcement. We think about what Governor Lamont has said, which is essentially, as you put it, you can't legislate common sense here. What would you like to see targeted next year in the legislative session? Is it boosting Vision Zero? Is it adding more resources, more funding perhaps to it? Is it giving more money to police? Both of those things, but I don't know exactly how much can be accomplished. I mean, there's only so much time, but what are the priorities?
Well, I think first and foremost is to increase awareness and education of the laws that we have and to ensure that the three major criteria that I cited, impairment due to alcohol and marijuana, that excessive speeding, the reckless behavior, and distracted driving. These are three components, Morgan, that can be managed and respected by each individual. But at the same time, we need to support increased staffing for law enforcement, increased enforcement by our law enforcement to be able to create a pattern of behavior that is independent of outside enforcement. And that's going to take a while because for me, it was a valuable lesson. I mean, drunken driving is an unacceptable form of driving behavior right now. But I think back to 30, 40 years ago, the transition was slow, but it took effect. And I think we need to understand human behavior requires an adaption, an awareness, and a conscientiousness to be sure that the roadways are potentially dangerous if we're not respectful of others on it. And you know, another example of what we can do. Wrong-way driving has been an increased danger on our roadways. And what we did in a bipartisan basis, again, is you got to put money into it. So we've been using the combination of technology, warning systems, awareness and education, and at the same time, encouraging enforcement and the public's engagement. If you see someone driving the wrong way, you know, call the police. Make sure that these people are protected from harming themselves and other people on the road. But again, Morgan, I concur in a way with regard to can't legislate common sense, but those three major factors that I just said are really, really important, and they're up to each individual to be able to kind of manage. You can't legislate those three particulars that I'm talking about.
When I think about some of the recent arrests that have been made for reckless driving in Connecticut, ones that have been made in Southington, in Berlin, in Hampton, in Eastern Connecticut, and other places as well, I can't help but notice that many of these drivers are younger. They're in their 20s. And in some cases, perhaps they were learning how to drive during those earliest months or years of COVID-19. So my question to you is, how are we doing in our schools as far as driver's ed and education and talking about this as a health issue?
Without a doubt. When we talk about education, when we talk about awareness, our kids are a little older now, but I remember when they finished with their driver's ed classes, they reminded me of some of the things that we have forgotten to exercise on the road. So I think constant awareness, constant public service announcements to raise awareness and education is critical. And part of Vision Zero is to focus in being able to educate in our classrooms about the perils and responsibilities of driving. But I think the other part is understanding that you know, enforcement is important. But for those incidences that you have noted that were caught, that were such excessive speed, there are hundreds of other incidences in which they're not caught, in which they pose the risk, and they kind of reinforce a culture that this is allowable. So I think we have to increase enforcement, increase staffing, and make sure that those kind of behavior is not tolerated because it provides it creates danger on the road and is a public menace.
I think there is something to be said as far as more enforcement goes for traffic stops. Data this year so far shows 66,000 traffic stops, and last year there were 23,000, is my understanding of the numbers. And earlier this year, in spring, the state received grant money in order for troopers to go out more and do more of this enforcement. I don't know if that grant money can be repeated. I don't know if there's more money that could just be put into the budget itself. Is it just a money issue for police, or do they need more staff as well, which would be long-term funding, right? That wouldn't be grant money.
They need staffing. We are woefully short in the roadways that we have in Connecticut for our hardworking state police officers and local law enforcement to be able to manage. And we need to put our money and focus on that as a priority. Budgeting is about priority because our roadways are a necessity for people to get to point A, from point A to point B, to get to work, for a quality of life. People should not be worried that when they get behind the wheel to go someplace and hope to get home, that they run the risk of other vehicles being at danger to them. So it is a public safety priority, and no doubt we need to fund it. We need to support our law enforcement. But again, we need to educate. I'm going to repeat again, Morgan, the three major influencers of roadway safety is impairment due to alcohol and marijuana. That can be managed by the individual. There, I'm not saying you don't drink. I'm not saying you can partake in legal marijuana. The fact is, if you do, don't drive. Number two, manage your speeding, manage your reckless behavior, be respectful of others on the road. And the third is distracted driving. The fact that we have this technology that is an incredible asset to efficiency and quality of life, but it also takes away from the focus on the safety and the challenges and the myriad of surprises that may be on the road. So those three criteria, Morgan, I'm going to repeat again, are individually managed. And if people are conscious in those three things, I think we could eliminate a lot of the potential unnecessary tragedies of fatalities and danger and harm on our roads.
Senator Tony Wong is my guest this morning. Senator coming from Fairfield, by the way. He is a ranking senator on the Transportation Committee. And we're talking this morning about increased recklessness on Connecticut highways, what to do about it. Of course, we're only a few months away from the 2025 legislative session, which is the bigger and the longer session, may I add. I do want to bring up a question I had as far as enforcement goes. Now, we've talked a little bit about money for police and staffing for police. I'd like to talk about the enforcement itself. Are our ticket policies currently as they are our fines currently as they are enough? If they were particularly put in place many years ago, should those be revisited? Should those tickets and the fines increase over a certain period of time, kind of like Connecticut's minimum wage, right? It's reevaluated every year. It increases every year. Do those fines stay stagnant, or does it have to be more perhaps terrifying, for lack of a better term, for people knowing that if they get pulled over, if they get in trouble driving improperly, irresponsibly, that those tickets are going to be valued higher?
Morgan, ideally, I would prefer that we have the safe roads and that people follow the rules and laws on our roads and that no tickets ever get issued because we have safer roads. But unfortunately, I think for those that violate it knowingly and put others at risk and danger, obviously there needs to be some penalty. And you raise a very interesting point. Has our fines been consumerate with the severity of some of the potential violations of law that put others at risk? We may explore that. I don't think we look at fines in kind of associating with, you know, inflation and indexing. So that may be an important consideration that we look at the fines, but then definitely it creates some ire because people, you know, balk at paying more for penalties. So it definitely is a worthwhile conversation. But again, I home back, and maybe I'm just a record player redundancy. Don't get into those issues. Don't violate the rules and laws on our roadways, and get from point A and point B to point B safely for yourself, your loved ones, and also others on the road. It can't be any more simple and important. Is think for yourself, your family, and those others and that have families on the road to be safe. So don't drive impaired. Don't excessively speed with reckless behavior, and stay focused on driving.
Senator, I'd like to bring up a campaign from about 2 months ago. I'd say it was August, and the variable message boards that were on the highways. And for people that aren't familiar with that term, it's those digital boards that can have text that changes or flashes every few seconds. It's not an actual traditional sign in that sense, so it can change, the variable message board. And every day for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, it updated with the number of deaths on Connecticut's roads. It was 204, then it was 205, and so on and so forth. And we heard from some people that thought that that was offensive, some who thought that that was genius, and others who were just plain scared but were perhaps more aware of the issue of driving irresponsibly on the road. So I don't know what your thoughts were on that particular campaign that the DOT ran over the summer, or if we need to do more of that, or if there's another kind of message that you'd like to see on our steins.
Morgan, awareness and the conscientiousness that preventable deaths on our roads are important. For every one of those deaths, it's more than just that person. It is the family that will miss them on the holidays. It is the friends and loved ones that miss the presence of someone. And all of it is preventable. So when you look at the numbers and you raise awareness, I am all for raising awareness and education. And sometimes you need to remind people our roadways are potentially dangerous. But ultimately, each death has a multiplier effect, an influence on people that will never see their loved ones, and it's preventable. So I think it's really important that we hone in on messaging in many ways to get to people, get to younger people, get to people that may not think it could happen to them, but in a split second, people's lives could be changed irreparably. And I will leave on this, Morgan. I can say in the Transportation Committee, despite the divisiveness and the rhetoric of national politics and potentially in some of our state politicals in the middle of a campaign, I can say with tremendous pride and tremendous sense of accomplishment that we work in a bipartisan basis in the Transportation Committee. There is no Democrat, there is no Republican way to ensure that roadway safety and the necessary tasks that we need to undertake to prevent even one senseless preventable death. So I want to reiterate that it's important. We work together to get the issue done.
Senator, anything else that you'd like to add? We're down to about a minute here, talking with Republican State Senator Tony Wong of Fairfield, ranking senator on the Transportation Committee, talking about just general recklessness on Connecticut's highways and how it might be addressed next year in the legislative session. Anything else? We talked about education, enforcement. Anything else that you think is missing?
I think, again, I talk about increased support for our law enforcement, staffing and enforcement. But again, I'll repeat, impairment, excessive speeding and reckless behavior, and distracted driving, these are all within an individual's ability to manage and control, and it makes a difference in saving lives.
Senator Tony Wong, thank you for coming on Face Connecticut this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk again perhaps next year when this comes up in the legislative session.
Thank you, Morgan. You have a great day. Be safe out there.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.